Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Agotavach Shavua Tov to everybody. I wanted to as well thank the Rav. I've been zeichen now for about a year and a half, 2 years, to meet the Rav, to know the Rav and his family. They are incredible people. The whole mishpacha. The word Kiddush Shamayim, a Yid are all of us, are supposed, all of us have a mission to be Mekadeshem Shamayim, every Yid. And the Rav and his family are just, they're the epitome of Kiddush Shamayim. Midas Tovus, servants of Hashem, sincerity, an amazing family. Any opportunity to come here, I came with my son Moshe. I'm here with my son, Maishi. And I want to say, Maishi said right away tonight, and we said this when we were here for the after the Slichas, the sweetness of Rav Kohn, of the Rav and his whole family and the community that surrounds Rav Kohn. It's an honor to be here from Lava Malka, Yidden, to come together, a few Yidden, to learn, to sing together. Are people to ignore? It's never a smart idea to ignore what's going on by us. And our whole people are in a situation, a difficult, it's been difficult days. We just came from a beautiful, very uplifting Shabbos. We needed the Shabbos. Our people, Baruch Hashem, we had Nisim. We have to count every Nes, the Nisim in Eretz Yisrael on Thursday, we're Lo Yeumen. But we also went through difficulty as a people. So I want, before we share Divrei Torah, it is a Malava Malka, before I want to share Divrei Torah, but I want to sing, our people we're an incredible people, and we're a people of faith, that we plug in through even difficulty. First of all, we see the kindness of Hashem, the chesed of Hashem, and then through the difficulty, we're people of tremendous, tremendous faith. To watch our people behave the way they're behaving now, it's Lo Yeumen. There was a Yid, Keith Siegel, an American Yid, who his daughter, these ears heard his daughter Shir speak. She said, my father, I never heard him say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad in my life. There was no, they didn't know. And in Gaza, this Yid Keith Siegel in Gaza, he started chapping, I'm a Yid, it means something. He started making brachot. He started making Barei Menei Mezainus in Gaza. He started davening to Hashem. 2 weeks ago, Erev Shabbos, his family said to him, Tata, whatever you want, we'll give you. Maybe you want, they thought he'd ask for a steak, some schnitzel. I heard his daughter say, maybe ugot, chalot, whatever you want, we'll give you. He said, I only want two things. He said, get me a kippah and get me a kos. I want to make Kiddush. And he made Kiddush. We're a beautiful people. We're a remarkable people, our nation. And we're Baitchem B'Hashem. We have faith in Hashem. So before we, I want to share Divrei Torah to Malava Malka. I'll ask the choir first to sing Vani B'chastecha B'tachti. Anybody who knows it could join in. Could join in. Let's sing a little bit and then we'll share Divrei Torah with the Chevra. At the beginning of Parashas Mishpatim, I always appreciate that last week was Parashas Yisrael, and we were Kabbalah Satira. We were at this incredible height of Kabbalah Satira, and the next Parasha after Kabbalah Satira goes right into Mishpatim, into laws of money. Now, I have no question, my father, Harenika Paras Mishkava, my father spoke a lot about honesty. Yeshua and I are friends. He knew my father. My father spoke a lot about honesty when it comes to money. It's a topic. He was a Talmud Chacham Muflig, and he spoke a lot. It was important. He was tremendously careful when it came to sugyas of money. The Maseiach Yesharim says that Rabbim are Mischastim. Some people, many people are Chassidim, b'chol anfei ha-chassidus. in every manner of chassidus, but when it comes to money, people sometimes forget. And it's cool that after Kabbalah Satayra, Hashem goes right to Mishpatim, that all the madregas we keep reaches every facet of our life. And when it comes to our money dealings, that we bring Kabbalah Satayra there. So it's not a question that it goes from Kabbalah Satayra right to Mishpatim. But I want to share something that I think has a big oimek and means something to me. I've shared it with the Chevra. I want to share with everybody here something. It means a lot to me. Chazal Darshan, right in Mishpatim, it says, these are Mishpatim asher tasim lefneim. Chazal Darshan, that you're not supposed to go to Goyish courts. Asher tasim lefneim, stay by a Jewish court, don't go to Goyish courts. Now, certainly, it means kipshutai, that's an important halacha, that a Yid doesn't go to Arkoyis of Goyim. A Yid goes to a Rav and keeps it in Jewish courts if they can. That's priority, that's first place. And that's learned Asher Tasim Lefneim. But what's very troubling is, why is that the first law of Mishpatim? We don't even know our laws yet. We haven't been taught anything about Mishpat. It would seem it's a very funny placement. That at the start of Mishpatim, the first rule of Mishpatim, first actually tell us some halachas about our Mishpat. What is this that right at the beginning of Mishpatim, it says, keep it amongst us. Don't go to the Goyim. Why is that? That's an interesting halacha, important halacha. Why is that the introduction to the whole sugya of Mishpatim? That's the Akdama, that's the first thing the Rabbeinu Shalom tells us. Besides hearing Hashem, the Dvar Hashem, we have to listen to the Koyel Dvar Hashem. To what the Mashmais, why is that the first shear on Mishpat? Before you told me any other money rules, the first rule about money is go to a Jewish court. Why is that the first rule? I would like to share an idea, Pimach Shava, what I think, why it's the first rule. Be'emes at Kabbalah Satayra, Klal Yisrael was elevated. And we became very neshamadik. We became elevated from this world. It says at Kabbalah Satayra, we saw that which is heard. We saw that which is heard, and we heard that which is seen. Rabbi Kiva says, the Tana Rabbi Kiva tells us that at Kabbalah Satayra, the power of sight makes something very, very real to us. What we see is real to us. La'alacha and Bikur Chaylam, the Ramban says the purpose of Bikur Chaylam. I learned the Gemara Nadarim with my father. The Gemara says not to be mevakir a chayla the first 3 hours of the day, because the chayla looks too good. See, you're not going to pray so hard. Don't go the last 3 hours of the day, the chayla looks too sick, you're going to give up hope. So you see, the whole time to visit a chayla is when it will bring out the best davening. And the Ramban says that the ikar of Bikur Chaylam, he learns from that Gemara, is the prayer. To the point the Ramah brings in Halacha that if a person doesn't pray, they're not Yaitse Bikur Chaylam. So the question is, why do we have to visit the person? Just pray. Why do we need to visit him to pray? Hagam, it does say that it's a tremendous place of prayer. Hashem's al eres davoy, it's a tremendous place of prayer. But if the purpose is prayer, go to the shul and pray. And the pshat is, anybody who's tried to pray for chayla, I had a cousin that was sick in Baltimore, I was praying, it was Shvach HaMaisis, week. I went and I saw him, I started praying. The power of sight, when we only hear, we don't pray real. When we see, it becomes real, that's the way our nesham is. What we see becomes real to us. By the Goyim, what does it say by Kabbalah Satayra? That which was heard, we saw. To Goyim, Ruchnias, spirituality, Neshama, souls, is something you hear about. Kabbalah Satayra, that which is heard, we saw. We became people bigger than this world, Neshama Dika people. who cared about, we saw it. The same way sight makes something a deep impression, Am Yisrael, a Kabbalah, a Torah, that which others just hear about, we see. And that which others see, physical things people are so into, the real world, we just hear. It has a use. The table is less real than the very Torah we share. The table, others see it, we hear, it has a use. To hear is only the mashmais of what its purpose is. We don't get lost in the thing. We hear what others see, and we see what others hear. We became the Shamadika people. Elevated, focused on the service of Hashem. That's what our people became with Kabbalah Satir. Comes Mishpatim, and one would think now is the physical stuff. When you go to work, the physical stuff. Says the Torah, Eila Mishpatim Asher Tasim Lifneim. Somebody can make a mistake when they see the physical things and say, I had tremendous nachas. My son was working in Cleveland, one Bein Azmanim. And he was with a group of Hevra, and they said, okay, they learned together in the morning. He said, oh, we did the spiritual stuff, now let's go to the physical stuff. My son called me very upset. I was happy. But a Yid doesn't live like that. We always live in a very exalted, it's not, we don't break it up that way. Even the Yid involved in this world, he's in Mishpat, he goes to the Rav. I want to give an example as a mashal. I want to give an example. When I was younger, I wondered about Hatzalah. There's just a personal truth. When I was younger, I wondered about Hatzalah. They come a little faster. Since when do we have a chiyuv? We're less from than the goyim. If the ambulances are good for the goyim, so we're by trim b'Hashem. That's the shtadlus. We don't have to hire. Should we have new doctors? They're doctors in the world. And besayder, if that's a good enough shtadlus for others, so we're more nervous. We're Baitchim Bashem. Whatever's normal by everybody, so it's normal. That's what you do. Very dangerous to ask a kasha on Hatzalah. Hatzalah is not a controversial. I am crazy. This is not an appeal for Hatzalah. We're a bunch of Yidden having Malach and Malka together. I am crazy about Hatzalah. The reason I had that kasha is because I didn't meet the guys yet and I was very physical. It's a very physical question. Your mamish missed the whole Indian of Hatzalah, no shaykhs. You know why we should have Hatzalah? They come faster. Do you know the R in our community? Rabbeinu Yonah says that Yidden care about each other. He says, Yimachoyev, in every city, Yidden should run for each other. We're learning in Parashas Mishpatim, the mitzvah of Prika. Do you know the R, a Yid runs for another Yid? The whole world, like Nivra Adam Elohayel Achriti. You know the light? You know the Ruch? It's so physical. It has nothing to do with physical. The physical has nothing to do with physical. Hatzal is an Ur Gadol in our world that we have written, that run for another Yid is like a tremendous light. I last Shabbos with Zeicha, we had 50 alumni families about, young families from our yeshiva married, and the chevra was there with their children. We spent the Shabbos together. So everybody, 6 in the morning, the kids don't, they're up bright and early, little children, and fathers holding their kids and mothers. I wanted the parents to know like this. People Amol will read a book from the Goyim about child raising. Understand it's a different world, and I want to explain something. A parent's giving to their child. So especially today that we're very aware, a lot of people have a very fear-based chinuch. If I do this, the kid's going to go off to derech. If I don't do... A neshama is just fine. It's very hard. A neshama goes to Hashem. That's neshamas do. The child raising is not all tricks. If you're warm, if you do gishmaka trip with your kid, so he'll be frummer. The ikar nekud of chinuch habanim is the ikar chesed, goyimel nafsha yish chesed. The whole world, a father's holding his kid, the whole world was created for that. A father takes his son skiing, you know the Ur Gadol? It's not like a gishmak, then he'll be frum. You know, I remember once taking my kids sledding. I felt the same feeling of Ne'ilah, mamish, mamish, mamish. I don't always feel that way. Mamish, mamish. I went out. It was mamish Ne'ilah. A father sledding with his kids. It's the whole world's created for chesed. We become so physical, we could look to the Goyim, there's a book, child raising, it shouldn't mess up. You miss the whole sugya. A father is with his son. A father called me, it was one of the saddest calls I ever got in my life. He said, I'm taking my kids skiing, what should I ask for in return? It's a big trip. It's probably the saddest call I ever got in my life. From I've gotten some bad calls. What a tragedy. You're taking your son, this Ava, the whole world is created for that. You're doing chesed. The real chesed, other chesed's only is an offshoot of that. A father is taking his son and being misameach his son. You know the ktush of that? The whole world is that. Parents, be kind, that's the ikar chesed in the whole world. The ktush of that is naira. We come from Avram Avinu chesed. The ikar chesed is goyim al nasha, it's the mishpachta, it's for his family. Sometimes we get confused in mishpatim by the physical things. A yid can go to work. He's looking and now he's like, he did his ruchnis. He had in the morning 8 to 10, he had his kailo, his seder, excellent. But yet, now he doesn't become now very physical. He's weiter, very neshamadik. He's right, and now he's doing chesed for his family. Now he's erlich. He's being the kaddish shem shemayim. He doesn't go to a different zone when he gets to mishpat. Asher tasim lefneim, go to the rav for mishpat, not our koyish al goyim. Understand, mishpat are those things that look like the physical. So now we're similar. We're not similar to anybody. We're people that are neshamas, that are put here. We're neshamas, fellow souls sitting here, that are put here. Vada, we have all different tasks and missions in this world, but understand the difference. A person's raising, it's a physical activity. It's different. The person is bringing a tremendous, tremendous R here. The Balatanya writes that the Yetzirah to get a yid to do aver is very shver. We love Hashem. So he'll first get us to be, he'll get us to do a mitzvah physically. He'll get a parent to take care of their child. But I'm just doing a ches. We're not doing it physical. We're unleashing the neshama that wants to give, that wants to bring kedusha, that wants to bring elevation in the world. Eila mishpatim asher tasim lefneim. In the area of mishpat, go to a rav. Understand in those physical areas, you're different, you're doing different things, you're about different things. You're not just now. In yeshiva bayas, it's important to me. There's no aspect of the yeshiva that's chayil. There's no aspect that's a mundane. That's silly. That's not how yidden behave. Sure, we have different parts and different places that we're bringing kedusha. I want the guys play basketball. I want there to be a closeness and a kesher and a care for each other. In every aspect, there's no chayil amongst yidden. There's no such thing. One, maybe the silliest phrase I ever heard in my life. In yeshiva, if you curse, you won't be in trouble. If you use the word a secular Jew, I'll throw a guy out of yeshiva. Did you ever hear about a weekday Shabbos? If you show me a weekday Shabbos, show me a secular Yid. There's no secular in a Yid. There's only Kodesh. A Yid. A Yid is different. A Yid is different. We're the Am Hashem. In every aspect, there's no part that... when we play ball, there we're a guy. It's not that. I'm not putting down Goyim. Goyim are good. Goyim are good. They're created. They're a nivra from Hashem. It's a mishnah chaviv and a oven shenivra b'tzelim. I'm not putting down a guy, but we have to know what a yid is. We have to know what a yid is. A yid is an eved Hashem. A yid is something different. The Am Hashem. I want to say this about what a yid is and every aspect of Yiddishkeit. I think the sugya right here and right now amongst our people. I can't come here and talk different topics. What's on all our nation's mind is what's going on in Eretz Yisrael with the hostages being freed, with all the different matzavim, we're thinking about Yidden. And I think Hashem brings us places. Nothing's an accident. We're waiting for Yidden, davening. And our people, we're all in shock to be returned. I feel a bit saying it, a happy Moab, but to returned coffins to our people shook us all up. It's La Yeoman. It's La Yeoman to be returned coffins of Yidden. And they're all different. I don't tell people what to feel and think. They're all different reactions. But I could tell you what I did. When I heard on Thursday, it was very difficult to hear. I want to say my wife's in Eretz Yisrael. She arrived Thursday. And Be'emes, my son was coming back from work. I have a shiur in the afternoon. My son was coming back from yeshiva. And then he was going to go to a neighbor. And then when I come home, I ran home. I didn't say a shiur. I needed to hug my son. A yid is precious. Every yid. Every yid is precious and important. And Hashem brought us here to worry about our people, to pray for our people, to think about. And Yechidim, I've said this to the guys, there's no people in the world that there's such a thing called taking hostage. My mother's a historian. Search up every war. There's no such thing taking prisoners. Now, I know they're POWs. That's a side zach. That's like collateral. In every war, punk, there's some POWs. In the history, Ukraine is fighting Russia. Why don't they take some hostages? Now, I'm sure there's some POWs, but it's not a sugya. It's not a tactic of war. It's not a tactic. You took a person. We all said person. You want to exchange back. You don't want to exchange. Shrug. They kill each other. No hostages. There's only one people on earth. You don't need an army to fight us. Just take one of us, and you got us. It's only one people on earth. Hostages is not a sugya. We all listen to news. I never heard of a hostage. It happens. Nobody cares. There's one people. You take a hostage. We don't know what to do. Because there's no extra yid. There's no such a thing. We're not mevater on one. And a yid is valuable. A yid counts everyone. We don't have extras amongst us. One's taken. We don't know what to do. You can cripple our... And the goyim know this. It's very dangerous. We value people. We're not mevater. We don't have extras, our people. That's the sugya now of our people, a yid. The value of a yid. We're not a beatable people. When I hear what Yidden are doing in captivity, this Agam Berger was one of the captives. She became a Shomer Shabbos in Gaza. She started keeping Shabbos. It's like Neir. She started eating kashra. She's starving. I heard this is not like I researched it. I don't like rumors hearing. I heard her talking to Yidden in Eretz Yisrael. She hasn't come to America yet. I want to meet her. She became a Shomer Shabbos, Agam Berger, in Gaza. She became a Shomer Shabbos. I want to tell you something about that, parenthetically. I want to tell you something about it. I want to tell you about two things that I went through recently, and I want to bring something out. I went in Eretz Yisrael, some of the Chevra, who was there this year? Yonah was there. In Eretz Yisrael, we have a gathering of our yeshiva, and for Shalosh Shudas, over 1,000 Yidden came. Rosh Hashivas, Rabbanim, Dayanim, over 1,000 people were in the room. Am I exaggerating? A person, over 1,000 people packed. It was a room a little bigger than this. You were standing, people were standing, pressed, Rabbanim, Rosh Hashivas. They want to see the Chevra. So there's 1,000 people there. I have a pressure. This should be stark and good. Speak nicely. And one guy was carrying on a little bit. There was a bacher. He was a little energetic. It's Shalosh Shudas already. And I started getting, oh no. Like come on. He saved the whole thing. I want to tell you why. He saved all things. I went to Boca. A tzaddik of a yid, flew 50 guys, many of the chevra went, 50 guys to Boca, Florida, that we should come for a Shabbos. And my wife and I, 50 bachrim, he had a tent and food and spent tens of thousands of dollars, this tzaddik. Friday night, he has a beautiful backyard. I'm supposed to run an einig. There were rabbanim there. There were chashuvim there. Yidden, beautiful yidden. And in the backyard, there was a basketball court. Some of the guys were tempted to shoot. I'm like, oh no, I'm sitting there. Okay, I'm supposed to run gishmak. They saved the whole event. They saved all the... I promise you, the guys who played ball saved the event, and the guy who carried on by... You know why? Because if I stood there to make like a geschmack event, it's a bunch of malarkey. I don't like fake. So Kalish, oh, Stark, stop it, knock it off. Because the guys were playing ball, I had to say to myself, Kalish, why do they want your chevra? Why do they want the guys? They could have flown in. I can get 50 people swaying, sing Shaharim. It'll be very cute. You know why they want our guys? Because they want that which is authentic, not something forced. Nothing forced. And it says to me, Daniel, stop. And you like Shabbos? Sing a nice one. That's it. Stop. Stop. By the way, if the people shouldn't talk in shul. A guy talks in shul, saves the whole shul. Don't talk. The Rav's going to never bring me back again. But a guy talks, I'll tell you, I have a shul. And when a guy's talking, at first, I'm like, oh no, I'm a terrible Rav. He saves, you know why he saves the shul? Nobody could hurt davening. When your kid misbehaves at your Shabbos table, he saves your table. When I first got married, I had the nicest Shabbos table. It was like electric. Then my kids started getting older. We never talked chol at the Shabbos table. I promised my kids saved the table. They saved it. Because it was forced before. I was forcing. Today, my kids are young. They're talking other things. Do you know I've learned that I'm real and Shabbos is real? They're not hurting my Shabbos Suda. Agam Berger in Gaza, I promise, Hamas was not behaving so nicely. She had Shabbos Kodesh. Because she's real and Shabbos is real. You don't have to, we work too hard like we're creating something. He's ruining the... Not ruining anything. Talk to Hashem. Now, I'm not saying somebody should talk in shul. They shouldn't, because it's real. What I am saying is that there's really God and really us, and we could like talk to Him. We could sing Zmiris. Agam Berger was having Shabbos Sudas. She did not have the best ambiance. Hamas was not behaving. And she had Shabbos. You know why? Because she's real, and Shabbos is real, and Hashem's real. She had Shabbos. The guy saved the whole thing, because if he wasn't carrying on, I would have made an intense Shalosh Sudas, and had nothing to do with why 1,000 people came. They came because you don't have to do that. You don't have to play a game. You don't have to put on a show. You actually can plug in and geschmack. I like singing with the chevra amisk. I don't want to give you a big speech. I don't like that. I actually, we're a bunch of yidden who can get together. We can sing, joke. To me, we can come together and in a sincere way, we can talk Yiddishkeit, we can sing a song. We're real. Service of Hashem is real. I lost my train of thought completely, but I'm very happy I lost my train of thought. I was speaking about this Agam Berger, and it just made me chap. I was talking about this Yid who became a Shomer Shabbos in Gaza, Nifla. Wild. She started, remarkably, she found the Siddur there, which is incredible. Some soldier, she thinks, left it there. She found the Siddur there. And she started serving Hashem. Kipshutei mamish. Kipshutei mamish. She started serving Hashem. She became a Shomer Shabbos under conditions. We're remarkable people. Now, I want to say, when I'm impressed with Keith Siegel and Agam Berger, I'm impressed with the Chassidus Shiyed in Williamsburg. It's me and you. I'm impressed with me and you. I got used to our Shabbos. I'm not more impressed with her. She's a Yid. She's just a Yid, Agam Berger. I'm impressed with us. I don't say, by the way, now the Chassidus family, I was used to them fabrenging on Shabbos. When I see her do it in Gaza, I chap the Yid. It's all of us. We're a precious people. And everyone counts. Kol yachid v'yachid. I would beg us, our response is notice our little children a little more. A little more ava. A little more notice. Our nephews, our nieces, our mothers, our brother, our sister. A little more ava. A little more. And even when we're noyeg chesed, to understand the Ur Gadol. To understand the Ur Gadol, too often even the chesed of parents is very defensive. We don't raise our children like Goyim. They can learn from us. The chesed we have when a father said, I'll bring him skiing, what should I ask? Do you know the Ur Gadol, you're doing chesed to your son? Do you chap? You don't chap. It's mamish. It's like asking, I'm learning with my son, what should I ask him for? You're learning Torah. I know that's, we're born for that. You're doing chesed to your mishpacha, the light that's real, that's sincere. That's the ikar of chesed. What are you talking? What are you asking for? By the way, it gives kaychus. It's the truth. Parents would have much more kaychus. We're born for this. We're born for it. It gives much more power in the chesed to our children and raising children. We're born for this, to give to our children, to think about our children, to be gaimel, that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us, putting us in a shama that has a ratzayin to give, that wants to be godly, that wants to give. You see, I watch, my wife and I watch the Shabbos of these young families taking care of their children. It was amazing. It was so diving. I want to share more Torah, but I have to sing a song with the Chevra. I'm going to ask Shlomo, we're going to sing Peel Off the Klipa. But we have to do it. We have to understand that Yidden on Hashemus. Shlomo, let's do that. Let's do that.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.